Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord that you are able to join me as we bring this message to a conclusion, the sin which does so easily beset us. And as a text, we were looking at Hebrews 12:1, which exhorts us and admonishes us to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And what is that? Well, that which is common to all of us, even the great heroes of the Bible. There were times that they were weak in unbelief, and yet the Spirit of God inspired them, encouraged them, and they went forth to do great and mighty exploits because of the faith that God breathed into their hearts. And beloved, that's the same for us. On yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at we can readily identify what unbelief is, but what can we do to help it? How can we get victory over it? And one of the ways that we can do that is to understand that the Bible is a present possibility. It's not just a collection of history of what happened in the past, but we can take the very character of God, we can rely on who He is and apply His character, His resources, His ability, His provision to our life in the present. We can pray and ask God to increase our faith, even as the disciples did in Luke 17:5. We can place our confidence in the promises of God, and we can believe in God's goodness. And that's what I want us to focus on as we conclude this message today. On the goodness of God. Psalm 25:8 says, just listen to this. It talks about our God. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will He teach sinners in the way. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. That's a good promise. Some of you ought to just stand on that right now. You're in a day of trouble. The Lord is good, and He's a stronghold in that day. He knows those that trust Him. And Matthew 19:17, and He said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Now, how do we know He's good? Well, we see His goodness manifested in so many ways. He does good because that's the very nature of His being. Psalm 119:68 says, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. Psalm 145:9 says, the Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. He causes His rain to fall on the just and the unjust. So He not only does good, but because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, that powerful atonement, that mighty act of love that pales before every other act that has ever been done in this world, He forgives sin. Psalm 86:5 says, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon Him. Someone's listening to me right now and you've really blown it in a really major way. Hear that scripture, the Lord speaking to you. The Lord is good. He's ready to forgive. He's plenteous in mercy unto all those that call upon Him. He knows your heart is broken, but turn to Him. The Lord is nigh unto him who is of a contrite and a broken heart, a broken and a contrite spirit. O God, thou wilt not despise. Don't. God's had you listen to this broadcast just to let you know He knows what you're going through. He knows how you're feeling. But turn to Him. He is the answer. Lord, in your mercy, just hold that precious soul. Lord, comfort and give them the strength to know that your grace is sufficient and you are merciful and you're ready to forgive as they call out to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we also know He's good because He provides for the poor. Psalm 68:10 says, thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. He supplies our temporal wants. Jesus said, what do we have to worry about? Look at the lilies of the field, the sparrows of the air. They don't fret, they don't toil, they don't worry. Acts 14 and 17 says, nevertheless, he has not left himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. He's good to his church. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. The goodness of God also is reaches out to the sinner. Romans 2 and 4 says that goodness leads to repentance. Paul goes on to say, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Beloved, we need to reverence God's goodness. He's all powerful. In one moment of time, he could just wipe out the universe. He could destroy this earth. It is becoming so wicked. The mankind is becoming as in the days of Noah. And you know what he did then? He wiped out all of mankind and all the earth and the animals that were dwelling on it, except for Noah and his family, because he alone was found righteous in that generation. But he did promise he would never destroy the world again by flood, and he set the rainbow in the heavens as a sign of that. But beloved, we need to understand that he's a fearful God. He's a God that will not be mocked. He will pour out his wrath on an unbelieving world and those that reject him. But we should hear him speak in Jeremiah 33 and 9, and he goes on to say, and it shall be to me a name of joy and a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness, for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. That's what God has for his people. And Hosea 3 and 5, got a lot of scriptures for you, just in case you're, you know, not feeling that secure about the goodness of the Lord. Hosea 3 and 5 says, afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Oh, beloved, God's goodness is abundant. His goodness is enduring. It's great. It's rich. It's satisfying. Hear what Psalm 65 and 4 says. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with thy goodness, with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. And Jeremiah 31 and 14 says, this is the Lord speaking, and he's speaking to us. Thank God, Revelation, it says in that first chapter, he hath redeemed us by his own blood, and he has made unto us kings and priests unto our God. We are kings and priests unto him. And beloved, this is his promise to us today. I will satiate or satisfy the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness. Hallelujah. Beloved, we should praise God. We should thank him for his goodness. Why don't we do that right now? Lord, we are so grateful that you are the author and finisher of our faith. We're so grateful, O Lord, that you dwell in the heaven of heavens, and yet your eye is upon the lowly. Lord, your ear is open to their cry. Lord, when you build up Zion, your word says you will not despise the prayer of the afflicted or despise he who is going through trouble and anguish and affliction. Lord, you will hear their cry. You will not despise their prayer. Lord, you will build us up. You will cause us, Lord, to be strengthened in the Lord. Oh, Lord, we just praise you. We glorify your name. Lord, we recall Psalm 107 and 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Lord, you are a mighty God. Lord, you stretch out the heavens as a curtain. You lay the beams of your chambers in the waters. You ride upon the wings of the wind. Lord, you are a great God. There is none like you, none like you among the gods, none like you, O God, in heaven and in earth. And we praise and we bless and we magnify your glorious name, for you alone are God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah El Rohi, you are our righteousness, and we exalt and we praise and we bless your holy name, even this day. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. Oh, beloved, I would comfort you and draw you close to my heart. I have purposed so many good things for you to receive and experience. Know you not that I have a never-ending supply, and I have abundant provision for everything that you have need of, those things that you need spiritually, and those things that you need and desire naturally. I want you to receive this understanding deep, very deep in your spirit, and let your praises overflow in the very joy of this knowledge. As the children of Israel prepared for the new life that they were going to experience in the promised land, in faith, and as they consecrated themselves to the Lord, I asked them to do something. They had to be willing to leave their past on the other side of the Jordan. So, beloved, must you be willing to leave the trappings of your past and everything that would be a hindrance to your present journey. I will go before you, just as I went before them, to make the crooked place straight, to cause those valleys to be exalted, and the mountains that would loom before you to be brought down low. And you shall know that my glory shall be revealed round about you, and know that I hold fast your hand, and I will not let your foot slip. Beloved, I say to you, even at this moment, prepare your heart, yea, prepare your heart for that which I will do, and rejoice in me, says the Lord. Praise God. What a beautiful word to comfort and encourage our hearts. Well, we need to do that. Amen. We need to rejoice in Him, and we need to know that He is faithful, and that we can run the race that is set before us, and we will lay aside every weight, and we will not be beset with unbelief or doubt, because our God is able. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you this week. I pray that you've been blessed and encouraged. And remember, if you need to rehear these words of the scriptures, just go to unveilchrist.org and click on the podcasts, and you can hear again what the Lord has been saying to you. Until next week, I do invite you to send in your prayer request. The announcer will give you our contact information. There's power in agreement, beloved. I love you with all of my heart. I'm on this broadcast because I care. God bless you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.